Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
On this Thursday morning, Thursday the 8th of April, 2021, this is the time of year when high school students are applying to college, waiting to hear back from colleges. So what's the secret? What are the admissions counselors looking for? Sarah Harberson has worked as a counselor. She is known as America's College Counselor, and her new book is called Soundbite, The Admissions Secret That Gets You Into College and Beyond. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, and thanks for joining us. I think everybody knows what a soundbite is. It's what we deal in here in media all the time. In news, we look for that nugget, that 20-second nugget of, you know, maybe even an hour-long speech that's the hook. That's what you say students need to do when applying to colleges.
That's right, because you don't know much. You don't know how much time you have when you apply to college or when you're talking to someone for an interview. And so it really encourages us to get down to the essence of who we are and make sure that we have something to share that is truly distinctive in this world.
Yeah,
I really like students not to follow the crowd, but to do their own thing. And that's how you stand out in these applicant pools at these colleges, especially with colleges getting huge increases in applications over the last several years, especially this year.
And let's talk about this year. What have some of the effects of COVID-19 been on college admissions?
So many changes and impacts to students specifically. Obviously, the SAT and ACT was very difficult to take last year. In some regions of the country, students are still having trouble finding a testing site. And so that caused a lot of colleges, the majority of colleges, to adopt what's called a test optional policy this year. And a number of those colleges have already announced that they're going to be extending it. So that's the biggest change. Test optional means the student can apply to a college without the SAT or ACT, and they won't be disadvantaged in the process. But we also saw so many other changes to student learning, to high schools, how they graded, how they taught, what courses were available to them. It also impacted the student-teacher relationship. And a lot of colleges, especially the more selective ones, will require letters of recommendation. We also know students weren't able to take part in activities and sports and hobbies and volunteer opportunities in the same way that they have in the past. There's so many different changes to the admissions process. And this current high school seniors, this group of high school seniors, has been impacted the most because for many of them, they never even stepped foot on a college campus before they applied to these colleges and may not be able to even after they get admitted.
Boy, that's a great point. Last year's high school seniors had a few months of virtual learning and interruption. This year's crop has had, you know, not only the end of their junior year, but all of their senior year impacted by it.
That's correct. And, you know, to not see a college is really difficult when you're thinking about putting together a college list. But also, all those high school seniors right now, they are making their final decision. Most colleges are requiring students to send in their deposit by May 1st. You know, families are wondering, you know, can we visit? Most admissions offices are completely closed. In some cases, students and families can walk on campus. In some cases, colleges are completely off limits for visitors. So these high school seniors are making college decisions completely sight unseen in some cases, or completely, you know, blind to what the college campus looks like and feels like.
Boy, that's tough, because all the college campuses look nice on the internet, right? They've all got pretty pictures.
Hey, I was a dean of admissions at a college, and yes, every brochure, every image you use on the website is done to try to attract as many students to apply, come visit, and ultimately enroll. But stepping foot on campus, the student really is able to visualize themselves or not attending college. And I know it's, if you're able to visit a college campus right now, it's a lot quieter than usual. But still, you know, it's always good to see that college campus and get a feel for it.
Talking with Sarah Harbison, her book is Soundbite, The Admission Secret That Gets You Into College and Beyond. Sarah, I'm guessing that with this lack of standardized test scores and, you know, traditional grading and things like that, it makes that soundbite that much more important, because as these, you know, counselors are looking over all these applications, it seems to me that the scores, the numbers are less important than who are these individuals that want to come to our college.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I worked at the University of Pennsylvania as an associate dean of admissions, you know, a lot of people would say, well, what's the difference maker? It wasn't test scores. It wasn't grades. Everybody, basically everyone implying was, you know, very competitive from an academic and objective standpoint. It came down to those other pieces, those subjective pieces, the student's background and their family and how they were raised and their values and the impact they've had on their community and their passion and their hobbies. And so when I was an admissions officer, an associate dean, a dean of admissions reading applications, I would come up with a recommended decision. Am I going to accept the student, deny the student, waitlist the student? But even if I gave that recommended decision to the admissions committee, I had to have a reason to back it up. I call that a soundbite, just as the student has to have their own soundbite as well. Now, back in the day when I worked at Penn, the late 90s and early 2000s, we called it a bottom line, but it felt very sterile. When I became a college counselor at a high school and now as a private college counselor, soundbite feels much more personable, because I know it happens on the college admissions side with the admissions officers, and I want students to realize that. Take control of this process, make sure they have their own soundbite, and it will help guide them about what activities they should be doing, what teachers to ask for letters of recommendation, what topics they should write about for their essays. In fact, what colleges should be on the list that are going to value their own distinctive soundbite.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the technique of crafting that soundbite. And by the way, this is important for high school students applying to college, but this is also something we can all use, whether it's for a job application or anything where we're trying to persuade somebody of something, right?
Absolutely. So anyone applying for a job is going to put together a cover letter and a resume. Make sure your soundbite is clear. When I was proposing my book proposal to book publishers, I had to have a clear soundbite in mind. For students, you know, especially those that are having trouble coming up with a one-sentence statement about themselves, I say to them, tell me 5 nouns or verbs that describe who you are. And then we string those 5 words together, and wouldn't you know it, you got a really powerful statement about yourself. Mm. I started working with a young man last year who was this published neuroscience researcher as a high school student, which is really impressive, I have to say. However, you know, he was just another science researcher just on the surface. But as I started to uncover who he was, I learned about his rich cultural background, the fact that he is not only the chef or cook for his family and his three or four younger siblings, but also he's a food blogger. And he writes about, you know, his culture and science and food and cooking all together. And we put that all together into a soundbite, and wouldn't you know it, over the last couple of days, he's gotten into Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and last night found out he got admitted to Stanford as well.
My goodness.
So, yeah, it's amazing when you look back, some of the things that you almost take for granted about yourself, like I'm 4'11 and a half. I'm a pretty petite woman. Well, being short all my life, I love it because people underestimate me. That can be a word in my soundbite, because it's those things that sometimes we overlook about ourselves, but ultimately they make us really, really special.
There you go. The book is called Soundbite, The Admissions Secret That Gets You Into College and Beyond. Sarah, great talking to you. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.